13th, 1994, Wednesday, the greatest day of my whole 78 years on the earth, greatest day of my life. I fell in love with the person of the Holy Spirit. Jesus left, but he said, I will pray the Father, and he will send another comforter, one like myself. I told Dr. Marilyn Hickey, we traveled a lot of miles in Brazil together. I said, Marilyn, I keep seeing his countenance on my right side. She says, Mike, in the book of John, the word comforter means one who walks along beside you, taking you by the arm where you should go. And I begin to write hundreds and hundreds of love songs to the Holy Spirit. There's nobody like you. There's nobody, Holy Spirit, like you. Sweet Holy Spirit, there is nobody like you. I love sitting at your feet. I love hearing what you say. I love knowing all your desires. I'm so pleasured to obey. Your favor's like a sunrise driving all my nights away. I love sitting at your feet, Holy Spirit, every single day. Oh, I love those songs. I love those songs. Jesus, just the mention of your name. I wrote this many years ago. Flowers grow, the desert blooms again. Like fire in winter cold, like pure, precious gold. Jesus, just the mention of your name. Thy word is all that matters. Thy word is all that matters. Thy word is all that matters. Thy word, thy holy word. Had a company do me bad one time and I got upset. So a lawyer friend had said, I'm here for you. So on a Wednesday night on the plane, he hands me his card. And I said, well, I may call you. I thought I'm going to have to sue these people. And I totally forgot the words of Jesus in Matthew 5, agree with your adversary quickly. Peace is never a mistake. Kindness is never a mistake. Never. Next morning was Thursday. I went back to my secret place. And this song came out of me. I will do things your way. I will do things your way. When you speak, Holy Spirit, I'll swiftly obey. Oh, I will do things. I will do things your way. Anything you want. Anything you ask. Oh, I can't begin to tell you how God began to deal with me. So I called the owner of the company who had crooked me, and I was a little uptight to say to Molly, when somebody deceives you, it's a lifetime wound. I know that. I'm about to pray for somebody right now that has had a almost an incurable wound. I'm about to pray. God will turn it for your good. God will turn it. God will turn it for your good. That's another song I wrote. Took me 4 phone calls in 4 months or so to get him to come to my house from Tulsa, Oklahoma, through my little town of Argyle, Texas. We prayed 4 hours, and at the end he says, I've done you wrong. I will send you a check of reimbursement. God will turn things for your good. Every day, one of the scriptures I quote is Romans 8:28, and we know that God will turn everything for our good. There's somebody, maybe more than one, maybe, but there's a person watching me here today on this TV, and you can hardly recover. Someone did you dirt wrong. Somebody you trusted, and you can hardly get over it. Job 42 says that when Job prayed for his friends, his captivity was turned, and God gave him twice. God gave him twice what he had before. This is about to happen. I think it'll happen within 12 months. Father, there is somebody watching me that's been done very wrong. The wounds are indescribable. Somebody is watching me that's been hurt. Someone did them dirty. Someone's wounded them, and they can't seem to recover. I ask you, Holy Spirit, first we forgive those people. We forgive them, and we release them to you. And now we ask for a covenant with Romans 8:28. That you will turn it for our good. You will turn this for our good. Use this to make us sensitive, perceptive, discerning, in Jesus' name. Now, Father, we call in the double blessing. We receive the double blessing of Job 42. We receive the double blessing that you gave Job after he endured what he went through. But he prayed for his friends. Today, we pray for our family. Release our bloodline to you. We release our bloodline. Some of us have a brother who's really hurt us. Some of us have a sister who's falsely accused us. Some of us have someone in our family, and we don't know how we can recover. But you will turn it for our good. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. Let me tell you a little story of a turning point in my life. I went through a divorce when I was 33. The only girl I'd ever kissed in my lifetime, as I recall. She married several other people. Her lover moved in 14 days after I got a little apartment, and I was very broken. You can't stop love just because someone hurt you. Love is so God. And I didn't have a kitchen table. I didn't have any chairs. And I've told this story all over the world. It's my testimony. It's my financial turning point. And I finished a TV program with a famous preacher. There's about 1,500 of us in the TV studio. And the preacher says, I'd like for all of you to pray about planting a $1,000 seed. And I said, who can sow a $1,000 seed? Who's got that kind of money? I was a $100 man. I had sheets tacked over my windows. I didn't have a kitchen table or chairs. And I sat there, I thought, and my thoughts were, I hope a millionaire's watching. I hope a millionaire's watching. And the Holy Spirit said, you received a royalty check yesterday because Tammy Faye Baker was singing your songs. I said, I know, I'm going to use that money to buy me a table and chairs. And the Holy Spirit whispers to me, I'm the one that gave you the royalty money. There's three or four things you want to remember in your life of success. Everything comes from God. Everything. We don't have anything God didn't give us. Nothing. Nothing. That day I gave $1,000 seed. And the next day the preacher said, would you sow another $1,000 for somebody you love? Oh, my Lord. That first $1,000 took me under. Oh, in the Holy Whisper. Oh, family. Wisdom key. When God talks to you about sowing a seed, he has a harvest on his mind. When God talks to you about sowing a seed, he has a harvest on his mind. I sowed it. That was Thursday morning. First one was Wednesday morning, 12:15. I drove on back to Dallas, or flew back, and Sunday night after I got through preaching at the First Family Church here, Garland, Texas, a man walks up to me after the service, and he opens a big book of rare cars, big, huge, collector's edition. He shows me a car, Betaventura GT, I think it was. He said, there's only 19 of these cars in the entire world created. Only 19 were made. I have serial number one. I looked at him. He's obviously rich and all that. I said, boy, that's fabulous. He said, while you were teaching, God said, give that car to Mike Murdoch. And he did. Monday, a man walks in my office I'd known since college days. He said, God told me to buy you a van. Somebody told me that you didn't have a van for your ministry. I said, I don't. He said, order the best van that you can buy. God told me to buy it. Tuesday, a man met me for lunch, a preacher, well known. He said, I couldn't sleep last night. God said, bless Mike Murdoch's ministry. And he shoves across the table a $10,000 check to Mike Murdoch. And I was shook. I'd never had a $10,000 check to my knowledge in my life like that. The following Sunday, I was preaching for Marvin Gorman, pastor at the First Assembly of God Church in New Orleans, Louisiana. And the Lord said, I want you to give him that $10,000. I said, Father, that's my harvest. Oh, that's my harvest. That's my harvest. I sowed $1,000 seed 2 times in a row, actually 3. And the Lord, I said, do I have to give this $10,000 to? God says, no, neither do I. And I gave the $10,000 to him. I didn't have a penny in my savings account. I had just given the $1,000 seed. God gave me the 10. I was shouting over the blessing I call the harvest. Wednesday, the phone rang. Brother Mike? Yes. This is Paul. Paul Crouch. Oh, hello, Brother Paul. He said, the Holy Spirit's been telling me and Jan, his wife at the time, they're both in heaven now, to give you free TV time on Trinity Broadcasting. 4 nights a week. And I went into shock. Who can afford TV? Who can afford TV? Thursday, Jim Baker called. Mike, this is Jim. God told me and Tammy to give you free television time on Thursday nights. My world changed. I didn't know anything about Christian TV. I knew nothing about TV. Nothing, family. Nothing. I knew nothing. If I keep what I have, it's my seed. No, I'm sorry. If I keep what I have, it's my harvest. If I sow it, it's my seed. What I sow, when I open my hands, God will open his windows. I wrote down one day a list of all the free TV given to me. It's about $10 million. Over 100,000 people had sent me offerings from around the world. Get this, ho. Get this. If Jesus lied about the 100-fold return, we're fools to go to church or read the Bible. But he meant what he said. I shared with you a few days ago about joining the Harvest 100. If you can do it for 1 month, do it. I'm sending you 100 of my books on the e-book reader. 100 books in appreciation for your $100 faith promise. If you can sow it 3 months, do it. If you can sow it for a year, do it. But Jesus thought up Harvest 100. He looked at Peter and he says, during your lifetime, I'm going to give you 100 times back anything you gave. Well, I figured out the 100 times 10,000. I don't know what that is. What is that? Maybe 1 million. But God more than did it for me. He said in houses and lands. While I was praying one morning, the Lord spoke to me about the number 12 being the number of favor. Something happens at 12. Some say it's the number for government, authority. Jerusalem had 12 gates. Jesus had 12 disciples. The New Jerusalem had 12 gates. Israel had 12 tribes. And I want to pray for 12 people who will sow the $1,000 seed and forever break the back of poverty in your life. I couldn't tell you how many people have done it. $1,000 to me is a lot of money. But the $1,000 pays for 1 million homes to be under the coverage of our TV ministry. Can you believe that? I call you the Million Soul Outreach. And I'm going to ask 12 people in the next 30 days to sow a $1,000 seed into our ministry. Brother Mike, I've been saving for a car. Brother Mike, I have a retirement fund. Brother Mike, I don't even have $1,000. It may be, but there's power. And I'm going to ask 12 people in the next 12 days to join Million Soul Outreach. Your $1,000 seat, I don't need it to buy me a new shirt. I got a new shirt. But I do need your help to stay on television and to stay on the radio in Jerusalem every week. Would you do that for me? Would you join with me? Father, nobody told me that Wednesday morning when I sowed my first $1,000 seed of my lifetime, nobody told me that you would open the heavens. When I sowed the $10,000 seed that you gave me, nobody told me there would be $10 million of free television time in 92 countries given to me. Nobody told me that. I just followed your whisper. There's a widow watching me now, Lord, who needs favor from her family, but she feels like she's one of the 12. I ask you to accelerate her harvest faster than she's ever dreamed of. There's somebody that needs a job, and they need that $1,000 seed bad. They're out of a job. Sowing a $1,000 seed is a miracle for them. Father, accelerate their harvest. Give them a testimony worthy of writing a book about. In Jesus' name. There's 3 preachers watching me. And you desperately need partners in your church. I believe this $1,000 seed is going to open the heavens. In fact, I know it is. I know it is. There's 12 people watching me. Even if I re-air this telecast, there's 12 people that the Holy Spirit's whispering to you to sow a $1,000 seed. Let me say this. When this well-known preacher was in the studio asking all of us to give him a $1,000 seed, he never mentioned a harvest to us. But God saw my 1,000. The 1,000 was turned to 10,000. I sowed the 10. By the way, there are 2 people watching me right now on TV that feel a whisper from the Lord to sow 10,000. That's between you and God. That's unbelievably huge to me. But you know the voice of the Spirit. When you speak, I will answer. When you speak, testimony. I broke the back of poverty with a $1,000 seed. 1 week later, I sowed the 10,000 New Orleans, Louisiana, First Assembly of God Church, and God gave me a phone call. Paul Crouch, Jim Baker, Lester Sumrall, and I could go down the list. There's a person that wants, there's a preacher that wants to be on television. It's been a desire of your heart. I want you to remember right now is this special day that Mike Murdoch went on TV from a seed. When God spoke, I opened my hands. Let me pray. By the way, anybody that sows a $100 seed today, please call 24 hours a day. Sow the seed, God's telling you. Father, this is holy ground. I've asked you for 12 people who will sow a $1,000 seed that reaches a million. They're joining the Million Soul Outreach. 12 people, their $1,000 seed will forever change their life. There's two people that feel stirred about the $10,000 seed. They know your voice. I ask you within 10 days to give them their first wave of harvest. Amen. Thank you, family, with all of my heart. I'm holding up this book that I've been teaching from, 10 Master Keys to Uncommon Success. I talked about conversations with people. Identify your hero. I talked about ask more questions. I talked about on this success to involve God. I involve God the first 3 hours of every day. I'm going to ask you for 7 days to pray the Lord's Prayer from Matthew 6, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Amen. If you were called to preach under our ministry, I'd like to know who you are. 3,400 people have been called to our ministry through our teaching, and we lost your address. We lost your name somehow in our system. If you were called to preach, please call my assistant. This book is book 348. I'll send it to you anywhere in the world you're watching me. 10 Master Keys to Uncommon Success, book 348. I'm so glad God connected us. I look forward to hearing from you.
Become a Harvest 100 partner today. Sow your monthly seed of $100 for the next 12 months. Your seed of $100 makes it possible for 100,000 homes to hear the Word of God through television. Upon your immediate sowing of the first $100 seed, Dr. Murdoch is excited to expedite to you the Mike Murdoch eBook Library as a special gift of appreciation. This modern e-reader tablet is preloaded with Dr. Murdoch's inaugural 100 books, featuring Wisdom for Winning, Dream Seeds, The God Book, The Blessing Bible, Wisdom for Crisis Times, The Making of a Champion, and so many more. Focus your harvest seed of $100 every month for the next 12 months. Your seed will empower 100,000 households to hear the Word of God through television. Call the number on your screen today and say, I am one of the 100. We are looking forward to seeing you again next time as we share more Wisdom Keys with Mike Murdoch.